is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
31 January 1944 to 3 February 1944. It is the 80th anniversary of the Battle of Kwajalein, and attending the memorial in Washington at the Navy Memorial, I welcome Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. This is the part of the world that Cleo guides me through, Oceania, these vast distances between sovereign states, some of whom are pledged or related to the U.S., some not. That is a contest underway between the People's Republic of China, the U.S., and our allies. However, for the moment, we're transported back to another age, the Marine Corps having been badly bruised at Tarawa, learned lessons about how the Japanese were going to defend their island chain across the Pacific. Sound familiar? Cleo, a very good day to you. You attended the 80th anniversary, and I'm going to suppose that means there were no veterans there, 80-plus Marine age, even if it was 17, makes it extremely unlikely. What did you learn at the memorial? How was the service handled? Good evening to you.
Good evening. It was, as you would expect, a very somber service. It was in large part hosted or convened by the Embassy of the Republic of Marshall Islands. And so the ambassador of the Marshall Islands was there, as were members of Congress, including Representative Ed Case of Hawaii and people from State Department and from the armed forces. I spoke to many of the people there, including ones from Marshall Islands. And of course, they have their own deep familial memories of the time when Japan was there, because of course, Japan had the Marshalls as part of its extended colonies from 1914 to 1944. And so the Marshallese lived through that, and then through the battles, in many cases being moved off to other islands, coming back to find their homes, part of a destroyed battlefield, and then having to rebuild afterwards. So it was a very somber, touching memorial to the incredible sacrifice made by the men off the farms and towns and cities of the United States to fight very, very far away for a cause that that we still have to fight for today, quite frankly.
The Hollywood version of how the Marine Corps took islands is not what we're talking about. This is early days of the campaign to go across the Pacific, and the Marshall Islands are right up the center, straight from Honolulu to the Philippines. The Marshalls, the Marianas, and Palau. And Cleo has been transporting herself back and forth between these islands for some months. There's not just sentimental, not just the romance of remembering a victory, hard-fought victory 80 years ago, but also because the same islands, we've changed ideologies, we've changed countries, we've changed leadership, but the geography is the same. Why is the Marshalls and its neighbors at the center of the drama, Cleo? What's happened?
This is the front line between Asia and the Americas. And during World War II, Japan, the Imperial Japan, as mentioned, had this Japanese mandate, which took them all the way out to the Marshalls, and from, you know, projecting power all from across the Pacific all the way to within, as we know, striking distance of Hawaii. And the U.S. took these islands back one by one by one, and have maintained very deep relationships with them through these compacts of free association with the country, with this zone, which is now the countries of Palau, Federated States of Micronesia, and of course the Marshall Islands. And Kwajalein is still home to an extremely important major U.S. military base, the Ronald Reagan ballistic missile test site, and is a core component of pushing the defense perimeter out the other way. In the Japanese used this zone to push their defense perimeter off of Hawaii, and then it had to be pushed back. And the U.S. through its post-war alliances with these countries, have created this buffer zone for the Americas, and extending right to U.S. countries that are now part of the U.S., like the Commonwealth of Northern Marianas and Guam, which is at the western end of this three contiguous country zone across the Central Pacific. So they are a core component of U.S. defense architecture in the Pacific. And China is, of course, trying to undermine that relationship with the U.S. through political warfare, buying people off, putting people in place, breaking the trust with the U.S. And the U.S. hasn't really been doing itself any favors by dithering on the renewal of the financial and services component of this agreement, this Compact of Free Association, which ties Palau, Marshall Islands, and Federated States of Micronesia to the U.S.
It's in the Congress. There is this to be finalized when and if the bill, it's wrapped inside the bill we hear so much about because of Ukraine, because of the border. It's in that bill. And I remind myself, this is the 4th Marine Division, the 22nd Marine Regiment, the 7th Infantry Division, the 106th Infantry Regiment, and the 111th Infantry Regiment. I wanted to include the Army because they were on Kwajalein as well. That is what the people of the Marshall Islands remember. The U.S. showed up and the Japanese left. All these years later, Cleo, it is maddening to consider that the Chinese are going to show up if the Congress doesn't move. Do I say that too big, too grandly, or is that the formula?
No, I mean, we had a situation recently where two Chinese linked people tried to set up a country within a country on an atoll within the Marshall Islands. I mean, this is very real, very close and very real. And I'd also like to say that this military relationship goes two ways. The people of the Marshall Islands serve in the U.S. military at rates that are higher than, I think, almost any U.S. state. So these relationships are close. They're deep, and they and the U.S. have kept each other safe. And it's the U.S. really that's letting down their side of the relationship and endangering this entire region. It's heartbreaking, especially after having been to a memorial like was held today.
30 seconds. Palau needs money. Has it found a way to get through the fact that its coffers are empty?
No, I mean, this is again, maddening. These financial components, which pay for things like teachers in these three countries, hasn't come through. And Palau hasn't been included in the two continuing resolutions because there was this kind of misunderstanding about, oh, its agreement only expires in 2024. But the financial component of it had dwindled down to practically nothing. And no, they have not received the money that they need to tide them over. And I think they're actively looking at borrowing perhaps from the Asia Development Bank or something like that.
February 31st, 1944, the Battle of Kwajalein. Cleo Pascal, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Batchelor.